For Florida Folk Life Programs, I'm with Vance Whidden in Moorhaven, Florida. What's your address here, Vance?
165 Avenue M.
165 Avenue M in Moorhaven. It's March 6, 1992.
You heard the one that Tim Hansen wrote about Watch Florida Grow? That's quite a song.
Professor over at Boca College, Tim Hansen.
He
got a bluegrass band, him and his wife. And I've got three other people with him. They do some pretty good stuff. He wrote one called A Wreck of the Orange Blossom Special. That was good. And he goes over pretty big.
Yeah, I like that.
His wife, it sounds a lot better if you got some banjos and fiddles and mandolins with it, you know, and some background. He plays a bass and his wife plays a guitar. You play a banjo?
No. Never have.
It's a different world. I think remember the sinking of the Titanic, I guess you'd call that a folk song. I don't know. It's been in existence since 1912. Let me see if I got it in the right gear here. I'm singing, I use my fingers. If I'm picking, I use a pick. It was on one Sunday morning.
Barely.
Rogers came.
I liked him really well, and there was a few other singers come out. Now, I would have to get them together. I didn't know the words to the Wildwood Flower. And not many people know the words to it.
Yeah. How about that fiddle tune that you were playing that you said some guy, made up?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple fiddle tunes?
It's got some words to it, but the way I have to do it, old Uncle Saul played it all in D and sung it in D. But if I go to do the vocal on it, I have to jump it over in A to reach it.
I think. I know. Singing in D is something most men can't do too easy.
Did you hit some chords for me?
Yeah.
Now this opens this way and it cuts down this way.
Now what's the name of this?
We called it Big Jim in the Barroom.
And who was the guy who wrote it? Do you remember?
Old Uncle Saul Padgett from Fort Drum.
What was his first name?
Saul.
Saul Padgett.
I guess it was Solomon, but we called him Uncle Saul.
Sing words to it?
I don't know whether I can or not. Darn, I don't never try it. I don't really care.
I want to get a picture of him playing the fiddle, too.
Now, I like I'm a little different than most people that fool with the fiddle. I like slow numbers the best.
Uh-huh.
My cousin played it even slower than that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with slow tunes.
I don't know. I was a little partial to them. I don't know. It's not that I couldn't get up there and get up to speed. You know, somebody hooping background. One of them no good by itself. A fiddle no good by itself to me. I think I learned to play that in G, and then I was playing it in A. everybody plays different.
That's for sure. That's one thing I like about fiddle.
Now that A ought to be open A.
What's one of your favorite fiddle tunes? You got one?
Not really. I do some of them bluegrass standards, I guess. You can't do this one to a grass rolling G, but it plays easier. Notice Kenny Baker, he don't cut in on the slow part of one of the bills, like that Blue Moon of Kentucky. He don't pick that up when he jumps it up. I always play Blue Moon of Kentucky in G. I guess it's right for me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
And that Uncle Penn, he plays it in A. I can play it in A, but I play it in G. I can do it in A. I got a cousin over in Fort Myers does it in A, but he starts it in a peculiar way. I got where I started about the same way he does in A. I use it. And I catch it on the fourth string, and then I catch that one over.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while. And I don't play the Orange Blossom Special. I never be because of a guitar player having to play it. It killed me too many times. real. I can't never think of anything. How about
do you play Soldier's Joy?
I can play it. There's something about the number of old Joe Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, except the people that were raised in Florida and started fiddling in Florida and hadn't got out and got contaminated, they play it. Now, that what I call the Yankee version, you know, they play. And they right there, they put an F note in it.
Right.
And it ain't there with us. Right. Florida fiddlers. I call that the Yankee version of it, but they play. And that banjo picker that was here, he comes from Virginia, and he hit it that way. I said, quit hitting that Yankee note. He said, boy, I ain't no Yankee. Porter Wagner put out one, let's see. Heck, what is it about? High on the mountain, why did I see you? Bear track, looking back at me. Yeah, and then there's one Mountain Dew. That's where I got my grandpa, and I've never changed. I haven't even ever tried.
Uh-huh.
And we used to, that take me back to Tulsa. We had a hoedown that we played, and Bob Wills kind of swung it a little bit, but. that for a hoedown tune.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good one.
And I don't know what I would use. I have used a bunch of them. You forget them, you know, and can't think of the name of them or something. Number I play in sort of country style there. Let me see. Londo, now one of his boys lives over here.
From Lonzo and Oscar?
So they got him out here, and Oscar couldn't make it, so I picked up a mandolin player to fill in for him. And I played fiddle with them. I thought, you know, they were hard for me to deal with the way their version of it. Everybody's different.
Uh-huh.
And you just go jump in there and play cold with somebody, it's tough. But he done a pretty good job, you know, it wasn't bad. She cut down the old pine tree and hauled it away to the mill. Stroke bowman of being a saw in the field because he got his bow moving all the time.
That's right. It's a whole different deal.
Now that I was talking to you about a while ago, that prisoner saw.
Uh-huh.
Way Vernon Dalhart wrote it with. Time and he wrote it too. Bill Moreau got a hold of it.
Vance, you have a middle name?
W. My middle initial is W.
Okay.
The name is Watson, the middle name.
Watson?
Mm-hmm.
And the address is 167 Avenue M?
What? No, well, my mailing address is P.O. Box 128. But my house number is, I get it at the post office.
Right.
My house number is 165 Avenue M.
165 Avenue M. Mm-hmm. And what's your zip code here?
33471. I
I've been here a long, long time.
Yeah, I guess so. How long you been at this address?
Well, I burnt out here. Had an old house there that was built in 21, and it burnt out in 64. I built this one back. I've been in it now about 20-some years. I don't know. And, we lived out in the Lakeport area. We lived at Palmdale. I lived on a ranch out here where I was working foreman for a long time. Mm-hmm. I moved in here to where my kids wouldn't have to ride a school bus to school, mm-hmm. and could participate in bowl games and music and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I rode a school bus 18 miles to go to school in here. I went to school in a one-room schoolhouse for my first 6 years. And I watched